And so today we are actually starting a series of talks that are based on the book by Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection. So if you'd like to read along, we invite you to do that. And we started a class this week that is based on that book. And so did you know that in ancient Greece, one of the biggest punishments that they would dole out was to be ostracized? And to be ostracized for 10 years? That meant to be forced to leave your community and forced to leave all of the people that you are connected to and to go and to live outside of that. That speaks to me so strongly of our need for connection and our need for community and our need to be loved and to love and to have friends. And really underneath all of that, what it speaks really loudly to me is our need to belong, to feel like we belong somewhere. And so some of our very basic needs are that need to be connected. And out of that need to be connected, underneath that is the need to be seen and to be heard and to be known. And out of being seen and heard and known is to come to the realization that we are enough, that we are valuable, and that we are valued by somebody. And so that need to be seen and heard and known is the thing that actually motivates us to seek long-term relationships. To be seen and known. That's what happens in long-term relationships. That's the thing that leads us to seek those relationships instead of just dating or instead of just having one-night stands. It is also the thing that has us have friendships. The thing that motivates us to have friendships is that sense of connection, that sense of being known by somebody and being cared for and being cared about, to have close friends. It's also the thing that keeps us connected to our families of origin. For in that family of origin, they have seen all of who we are. They've seen us with dirty hair and in our pajamas, and they've seen us when we're sick and when we're angry and when we're brokenhearted and when we're really boring. They've seen the best and the worst, and still we belong. It fulfills that sense of belonging. And so Brené Brown talks about that, and she says, we are biologically, cognitively, physically, and spiritually wired to love and to be loved and to belong. When those needs are not met, we don't function as we were meant to. We break, we fall apart, we numb, we ache, we hurt others, we get sick. There are certainly other causes of illnesses, numbing, and hurt, but the absence of love and belonging will always lead to suffering. We know. Don't you know how you have that yearning to belong? It's one of our basic and never-ending needs. Whether you're 5 years old or 105, you still have that need to belong. And so one of the things we do in order to belong sometimes is we try to fit in. And when we try to fit in, say, with a particular group, then maybe you modify and change the way that you dress. Or maybe you only speak of certain things. Or maybe you only act in certain ways. Instead of showing up the whole of who you are, in order to fit in, we modify who we are. We also sometimes do that in dating relationships. In order to catch that person, we show up as who we think they want us to be instead of who we are. And unfortunately, sometimes we even do that in marriages and in long-term relationships. We disown aspects of ourselves in order to be accepted by somebody else. I used to work with a girl who had been married for about 5 years, and she used to get up every single morning at 5 o'clock in the morning before her husband woke up and went and put her makeup on and come back to bed. He had never seen her without her makeup on in 5 years. I also worked where there was a client that came into the salon twice a week who had been married for 25 or 30 years, and her husband had never seen her without her makeup on. Trying to fit, trying to be accepted by being something other than what we are. We do those things, but oftentimes they're a little more subtle than that. And so Brené Brown talks about the difference between fitting in and belonging, and she says this. She says, fitting in is about assessing a situation and becoming who you need to be accepted. Belonging, on the other hand, doesn't require us to change who we are. It requires us to be who we are. And that's what we really yearn for, is to be accepted and loved and belong for who we really are. And so belonging requires us to be authentic. Belonging, true belonging, really requires us to show up as who we are and to show up as all of who we are. It requires us letting other people see who we are, and it requires vulnerability. But in order to show up authentically, in order to show up in the fullness of who we really are, in order to be accepted and belong like that, what happens is we must accept ourselves first. That means, like Margaret saying, we must step out of judgment about ourselves. We must love and accept ourselves before we can actually belong somewhere else. Because underneath our unwillingness to show up as who we are is really self-rejection. It's really self-judgment. And that comes out of some belief that we are holding that somehow there is something defective about us, or there's something wrong with us, or we're somehow not enough. That we think that in order to be lovable, we have to be perfect. Well, you know what? As a spiritual being, you are perfect. You are perfect right now in your fullness, in your allness. You are absolutely perfect as a spiritual being. And guess what? As a human being, you will never be perfect. It doesn't work that way. You will never be perfect, but you know what else? All of us are enough. You are enough. You are lovable and valuable and worthy and enough, just as you are right now without ever changing anything. The title of my talk today is Inside Out, and I'm talking about belonging and being lovable and loved and how it really begins inside of us. It's really an inside job. It happens from the inside out. And it begins with our self-acceptance. It begins with our self-love. It begins with our self-approval. That is the thing that enables us to show up authentically. Because when we love ourselves and value ourselves and approve of ourselves, then it's safe because we are safe. Because we are not judging ourselves. So it's safe to show up there because we're already accepted and loved in here. And so then what happens is when we show up authentically like that, then we get to be loved for who we really are, not some facade that we're showing. And then we actually get to feel loved because they're loving who we really are. And then when we value ourselves like that and we show up like that, then we get to take in their love. I don't know if you've ever had this experience in your life of feeling like you are unworthy or unlovable. And when I'm feeling that way, it doesn't matter how much somebody out there tells me they love me or how wonderful I am. I push it away. I reject it. Or I need their confirmation over and over and over again because I'm not experiencing it in here. So it has to happen in here in order to really be able to take it in. And so in our book study this week, we have discussions and we break into small groups. And then when we come back into the group, I love to close the class with asking, so what are you taking away from being here tonight? Because everybody gets something differently. And what I got this week from the reading and from the sharing was really that I don't have to do things perfectly. That I don't have to be perfect in order to be loved and in order to be enough and in order to be acceptable. And the most interesting thing happened. When I left class and I came home and I changed my clothes when I came in the door in order to put my pajamas on, I had my pants on inside out. Is that hysterical? And how perfect? And not only did I have my pants inside out, but I had gone shopping the day before and trying on clothes. And when I came home from the mall, I had my top on inside out. Carol Borowick, our practitioner, says, I wonder if there's something to learn from this. Yeah, how about nobody's paying attention? And how about if they are paying attention, they don't care? And how about that I am lovable and enough and worthy without having to do it right, without having to be perfect? It was such a great example for me. That's actually the second reason for this title, Inside Out, because my pants were inside out. And so it begins with self-acceptance, and it begins with self-love, and yes, being able to laugh at ourselves and take things lightly and know that things aren't such a big deal, and knowing that we don't have to be perfect in order to be loved. And so Brené Brown says, when we can let go of what other people think and own our story, which really means all of who we are, when we can let go of what other people think and own all of who we are, we gain access to our worthiness. The feeling that we are enough just as we are and that we are worthy of love and belonging. When we spend a lifetime trying to distance ourselves from the part of ourselves that don't fit with who we think we're supposed to be, we stand outside of our wholeness and we hustle for worthiness. By constantly performing, perfecting, pleasing, and proving. All of those are because we don't already feel enough inside of here. And so I read a story this week about vulnerability and really being vulnerable and honest and showing up as who we are and how attractive that is. And this is a true story. And it's a story told by Randy Skaggs from Louisville, Kentucky. And this is what she says. It starts out with, quote, "Get me some money, lady. You wouldn't be the first person that I killed." She says, "I considered running, but I'm slow. So I did what I do best when I'm nervous. I just started talking. I said, 'I don't have it as bad as you, sir, but I am sleeping on my floor right now, and all I ever eat are ramen noodles. Not that I've lost any weight or anything.' You know, people from Kentucky call and they say, 'Oh my God, New York City.' I don't have the heart to tell them I'm just a cliche. The kid who moves up here to change the world with her theater. I'm not going to change the world. My theater really stinks. I miss my mom. I miss my porch swings. And I miss my sweet tea. So would you please not kill me so I can just go back home where I belong?" He looked at me funny and then pulled me into a bear hug. It was my first human contact in months, actually. Even a mugger can't resist our vulnerability and our authenticity and our showing up as who we really are instead of putting up some facade. Compassion is about our shared humanity. Compassion is about the fact that we are equals, and it comes from a place of seeing ourselves and others as equals. And when we have compassion for ourselves, it's easier to have compassion for other people. And when we let go of judgment of ourselves, it's easier to actually see the humanity and to see the good in other people. when we step out of judgment of ourselves and step into compassion for ourselves and for other people, then we all belong. But it takes compassion for ourselves and our humanity and the shared experience that we're all having and the fact that none of us is perfect. It takes compassion and recognizing that. And so my invitation to you is to know that as a spiritual being, you are perfect. As a spiritual being, you are beautiful and you are magnificent and you are lovable and you are whole. To know that as a human being, you don't have to be perfect. To know that as a human being, you can't be perfect. In fact, you are perfect in your imperfection. So instead of striving for perfection, strive for excellence. Excellence empowers us. Excellence makes us feel good about who we are. Excellence raises our self-esteem. Striving for perfection, we're never going to measure up. So let go of thinking that you have to be perfect. Know that you are enough right now, that you are lovable, that you are worthy right now as you are without doing anything differently. And be anchored in that truth. Then, when you know that, you can show up authentically. Then you can show up as who you truly are. And then you will truly belong. As who you really are, you will belong. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you walk this path and give way to your beauty and to your magnificence as you step into your own spiritual light and as you love and as you allow yourself to be loved. Because in the Bible, the very beginning, it says, in the beginning was God. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And later in John, it says, God is love. In the beginning was love. That's who you've come here to be. That is the truth all around us, if we let it in. And so blessings to you in remembering who you are and in bringing that beauty into this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and how good it is just to pause. How good it is to stop and to listen to the call of my own heart and soul and beingness to remember. Yes, indeed, there is only one. That one power and that one presence, the beginning and the end and everything in between, is none other than this one presence and power of love and of life and of goodness and of beauty and of magnificence and of power and of oneness. That this is the thing that is unfolding itself as this planet and as every person on this planet and as every situation and circumstance, everything is permeated with this one. And so today I recognize that my life is permeated with this one presence, with this one beingness. And not only is my life permeated with it, but I am an expression of it, an incarnation of this most high God, an incarnation of love itself. And as I know this is true about me, I know that this is true about you. This is true about every person in this room and every person everywhere. And so today, as we recognize that, we step into the light. And not only do we step into the light, but we step in as the light, as the presence of love. And in love, all things are healed. And so today, we love ourselves. Today, we approve of ourselves. Today, we have compassion for ourselves and for all of those around us. For we are all in this human predicament. And we are also all here living this life as spiritual beings. as the magnificence of God in form. And so today, as we open ourselves, in flows a great blessing. In flows the good of the universe. In flows love and peace and wholeness and power. For I know that everything that we could possibly need is already here within us, because that infinite presence is within us. And so today I call forth whatever it is that each and every one of us needs in this room, knowing that it is already present, that it is already available, and in our asking and in our saying yes and in our openness, it appears, it pours forth. And so I just rest in this blessing, and I rest in this presence, and I rest in this good, knowing that it is healing everything that looks unlike it now. And it is with a grateful heart that I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I release this prayer into that infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding even now, simply because we have said yes. And so we rest in that, and I say, and so it is.